Hello, champion Sam Crowley from the world famous Every Day is Saturday. How are you? Are you like the dead people that we talked about in the podcast? No, you're not them, right? You're not saying, oh, I'm doing okay. What's today? Wednesday. It's hump day. Thursday. It's almost the end of the week. Thank God it's Friday. Sunday, sit with a pit in my stomach, wait around till Monday. That is not you. That's the other 97% of the dead people out there that you see in the grocery store, your local church, going to the movies, everywhere else, but not you, champion. Can you tell we're coming out firing today? Can you tell that? I haven't even introduced the whole show. It's Sam Crowley. Every day is Saturday. Oh, by the way, if you have not been to everydayissaturday.com, please go over there, put your name and email in, because we are about to come out with some phenomenal announcements that only our VIP mailing list will find out about. Man, I'm already way ahead of myself. Fired up off an emotional, unbelievable trip to Waikiki Beach, to Honolulu, Hawaii. It was off the hook, man. I mean, it was everything and more. Those of you that are listening, I know from the organization Liberty League, man, let me tell you, champions, champions, champions galore. If you have not connected with somebody from Liberty League International, man, you are missing out. These folks are off the charts. They kept me at the, they kept me at the bar a little bit past my bedtime on a couple of nights. I'm not even, I mean, with three kids under the age of seven, I don't go out hardly at all. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I was out, especially at a bar. But when you're in Honolulu and you're with 1,200 champions that are in a fired up mode, You do like they do when in Rome, right? Do as the Romans do. But, man, we had a great, great time. I say that jokingly. I love those guys. They did have me out a little bit past my bedtime, but well worth it because it was emotional, man. I was down there talking about the power of sharing your story. And it was a private event, so I'm not going to go into all the details because you had to actually make an investment to be at that event. But let me tell you something. Their lives were changed, and not excluding my own. I heard some phenomenal stories from champions who finally had an opportunity to let everybody know why they're involved in the business they're involved in. I got to ask you the same question. You're tuned in. You're one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that listen to this show all around the world in over 125 countries. What is your story? Are you sharing your story with other people? Are you embarrassed about maybe what's happened in your life, or you're embarrassed because your negative know-it-all friends don't really appreciate what you're doing? Look, if you haven't fired your toxic friends yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, I have no idea at what point you're going to understand that negative people sabotage your success. I did it a few years ago, never looked back. Life has never been better. Success has never been greater. Prosperity has never been in more of an abundance in my life. And it had to do with that critical decision I made. Look at your cell phone. Go through each and every name in that phone, as we talked about in one of the earlier trainings as well. Are these people hurting you, or are these people helping you? Are these people moping around, blaming other individuals or other events in their life for where they are or why they are where they are? Or are they taking action, man, and taking charge? As I talked about over the weekend when I was speaking to the group, and I say this in all of my presentations, look at your four friends, your top four friends that you're currently spending some time with. What do they make? 50 grand, 75 grand, maybe even $100,000 a year. What do you want to earn? Do you want to earn $500,000 a year, a million, seven figures, eight figures, whatever that is? A little hint, though, if you're hanging around somebody and all four of your friends, they average earn $50,000 to $60,000 a year, guess what your earnings probably are going to be? Because you're going to think like them. You're going to come back to where they are. You're going to have the same mindset they are. Something that's very simple is someone that even tips when they go out for dinner or lunch. You know, they tip 10%, 12%, they get their little food calculator out to find out, or do they throw 20 to 25 to 30% on the table? I mean, those are givers, man. Those are people that give back. As simple as leaving a larger tip at a restaurant, you can tell a lot about somebody because they're probably earning more and they probably don't need to pinch pennies and get nickel and dime a waitress or a waiter out of $1.15, okay? It's just the way people are, the way people are wired, hanging around a group of people that are big, big givers means they're big, big earners, and your mindset is going to change. I challenge people over the weekend, take a millionaire to lunch. Take somebody to lunch who you emulate, not one of these negative people that are just thanking God the week's almost over, complaining about the bills they have to pay. You know, rather than complaining about how high your bills are, why don't you look in the mirror and say you're not earning enough to afford the lifestyle you have? I'm not a big believer that you have to budget your lifestyle. I'm not a big believer that you got to go at the end of the week and say, okay, we got to cut here, we got to cut there. No, how about we need to earn more in order to afford the lifestyle we have? Nobody I know, and no books I've read, including my favorite one, the Bible, which has actually 66 phenomenal books in it, talks about having to live a budgetary lifestyle, having to cut back. Okay, gasoline's at an all-time high, $147 a barrel. This is high, that's high, subprime mortgage crisis. You know, keep reading the paper, keep watching the news, and again, that stuff you allow into your mind, that's all you're going to think about. I don't think about the price of gas. I don't think about the subprime crisis. Actually, I'm thinking about how much more real estate I can buy in 2008 while it's still a buyer's market. You know, if you go to the stock market and IBM was trading at $10 a share, they would call it a sale, right? I mean, they'd say, hey, IBM's on sale. Let's go get all we can. But for some reason, housing prices are down and everybody's, we got to sell. We got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of it. Absolutely not. You need to buy twice as much, 10 times as much if you can get your hands on it. But see, that's just the way a guy like me thinks. I don't think about how much I need to budget. I don't think about where I need to cut. I don't think about other individuals that are holding me down. That's why having a job is so contradictory to the everyday Saturday lifestyle, because you hang around people, oh, by the way, including your boss, who don't have prosperity in their life. They're a slave. They work 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. They have no existence outside their Crackberry and their emails and their voicemail. They have no life. They get ordered around by people all day, every day. As long as you're in an organization, you're part of an organizational chart. Don't you understand that? You fall somewhere on the food chain. You're always looking up, right? That corporate ladder, the view is always the same, just a big old butt in your face and you're staring at it. I don't care how high up you go, you can never get away from it until you get to the top of the pyramid and it's lonely. And when you get rid of that job, you're sitting around all messed up because you got no friends, you got no life, you got nobody reporting to you anymore. Your secretary's gone. The corporate jet you used to have has been taken away. You're flying coach and you're just a complete mess. How's that sound? Sound like the life you want? Or how about this life? How about waking up and doing what you want, when you want, with who you want? It doesn't matter what you earn. We talk about earning a significant amount of money, but it's about being financially free. It's about being free to do the things that you really and truly love to do. Think of what life would be like if you woke up next Monday and you had no job. No job. Journey of the broke, jump out of bed, just over broke, right? You had nothing like that to go to. You didn't have the negative environment. You weren't sitting in a cubicle or this big office. And, you know, it doesn't matter how big your office is. You're sitting in a prison because you can't go. If I were to call you tomorrow and say, hey, let's go golfing. Can you go? No. But you got a nice office, right? You got a big old oak desk and you got that secretary sitting out front taking your calls, but you can't go. I mean, I got friends, I used to have that I could call right now and say, let's go play golf. I could call any day of the week. No, man, I got a meeting. Oh, I got to travel. I got to go here. The life has been sucked out of them like a big vacuum cleaner, man. Like someone just turned around and right out of them, man. You can see life right out of their old, wrinkly looking face, man. And it's just sad. It's just sad that no matter what your title is, as long, see, the title everybody wants, right? CEO, CEO, got to be a CEO. How about DAD? No, can't be a DAD, man. That's not sexy enough. That doesn't have what it takes, man. I can't be that. Oh, right, because you only get to change generations in your family, right? That's not that important. You'd rather have your name on a plaque, or you'd rather have a ribbon around your neck at the end of the day to show how big of a slave you are, right? You don't want to be a dad. You don't want to be a mom, right? That's just not sexy enough. You don't see reports on the news or in the newspaper about somebody that was a great father or a great mother, right? Well, think about that. Think where you're investing your time. And you should really invest it just like you do your money, where you're going to get the biggest return. And if you really want to do that and you want to have an impact on people's lives, you need to start sharing your story like we talked about in Hawaii when I had the opportunity to speak in front of all of those phenomenal champions. What's your story? I mean, why are you doing what you're doing? Most of you listening right now that have a job, you're doing what you're doing, you hate it. Maybe hate's a strong word, but it wouldn't be exactly if you could design your lifestyle right now exactly what you want to do. So what's holding you back? What people think about you? You're sitting around worried about people three cubes over thinking about you, or somebody, one of your peers, one of these executives, right? one of these executives working 80 hours a week, not seeing their family, right? That's what you're worried about, those people think. Well, let me tell you about this. You're going to go to your grave worrying about what other people think about you, and you'll figure out they were never even watching in the first place, man. They weren't even. You know who's watching? Your kids. Yeah. Yeah, those direct. Remember those direct reports that you have at home, slave? Remember those? The ones that you got at home that are looking at you every single day to see, is this how I'm going to live my life? I get to go to school for 12 or 14 years if you're Sam Crowley, or most people that graduate college, 16 years, and then after that I get to get a job. And then I get to be stressed out like mom. I get to be stressed out like dad. And I get to be taking orders and waking up early and coming home late and never seeing my kids. Think of the example that you're setting. You want to set that as an example, or do you want to go on vacations? Or do you want to go to water parks, okay, like the Crowleys do in the summertime? Do you want to play golf? Do you want a scrapbook? Do you want to just have hobbies? Do you want to go volunteer at the church, at the hospital, wherever? I mean, giving is so powerful, but you can't give unless you actually have something to give. And the most precious thing you can give is not money. No, it's your time. Giving of your time. Do you understand that you actually need time to give? Tonight, it's Wednesday night, I'll be helping facilitate the Divorce Care for Kids class at church. Man, I love it. As a child of a divorced family myself, dad left mom to raise 8 kids by himself, right? By herself. Not looking for pity, not looking to go on Dr. Phil anytime soon and have a cry fest over it, right? Cry fest over it. No, I'm just telling it like it is, man. So I give back to other kids, a divorced family, so they can understand it's okay to be alone, to be angry, have those normal types of feelings, but you are not alone, and it's not a condemnation that you got to live the next 30, 40, 50 years blaming somebody else or not achieving exactly what it is you want to do. But I have time. I have time to give that back. I'm not rushing to get there. It starts at 6 at night. I'm not running in with my tie undone. Say, oh, got stuck in traffic. Oh, sorry. Now, what were you talking about, Johnny? What were you talking about, Susie? What's your, well, you know, what can we do here? Hurry up. No, man. I arrive like I'm in first class. You know, relax. Johnny, how's everybody doing? Good to see you guys. Awesome. What can we do? But if you can't have, if you don't have time to give, then you're not going to bless anybody else with your time. I know, sounds simple, right? Wow, what a concept. You got to have time to give it. But corporate slaves and slaves to a job and other things just don't have that, unfortunately, because they're answering to some other bigger and better entity, like maybe a Bear Stearns, right? Oh, hey, I was working at Bear Stearns 3 months ago. Then it got sold for $2 a share. Or actually, the government stepped in and said, that's way too big of a deal. Let's make Chase buy it for $10 a share. The company was trading at over $100 a share just a year ago, champion. But you had two greedy corporate slaves that ran it into the ground with phony trades and ruined people's lives. Do you think a Bear Stearns could happen to you? Do you think an Enron could happen to you? You are as naive as the day is long if you don't think that could happen. So my challenge to you as we wrap up this powerful podcast is, what decision are you going to make? Are you going to shape your own life and design your own lifestyle, or are you going to wait for someone else to design it for you and end up like another casualty of a Bear Stearns or of an Enron? Yeah, it doesn't happen every day, does it? How about banks? Well, they've been in the news lately as well. You thought your money was safe there. Not trying to feed the seed of negativity. I'm just letting you know that if you take charge today and start sharing your story with other people and building your business based around emotion and start designing your own life, that you too will enjoy the Everyday is Saturday lifestyle. My name's Sam Crowley from Everyday is Saturday. Go on over to the website, put your name and email in. Be the first to hear of all the phenomenal announcements. And you know what's even better? Is I believe in you, I believe in your dream, and I believe you are a champion. God bless you guys.